The first Sunday of Lent, we heard from the Gospel of Mark about the temptations of our Lord. Today, the second Sunday of Lent, we hear about the transfiguration of our Lord. Imagine what that would have been like. We can understand why they were afraid. Imagine seeing the glorified Lord before you. If any human being would have seen what they saw that day, they wouldn't be able to go to Mass enough. They wouldn't even leave the church. An experience like that confirms that our religion is real. And so the first purpose of the Transfiguration was for our Lord to communicate to his disciples, he is who he said he is. He is divine. He is the Savior of the world. This religion stuff is real. And if we connect our life to his life in this world, we will have eternal life. Imagine being there. The second element of the Transfiguration, it not only communicates to the disciples who he is, it also connects his disciples to his mission. The disciples are about to go through the biggest challenge in their life. As they would move through Holy Week, as they would move to see our Lord suffering and die, they would remember this Transfiguration. It would give them courage. Saint Pope Leo the Great said that the purpose of the Transfiguration was to banish from the disciples' hearts the scandal of the cross. Indeed, its purpose was to connect the group more closely for the future trials ahead of them. What happened then happens to us now. In this mysterious and amazing story of our Lord's Transfiguration, to communicate to our hearts, he is who he says he is, and to connect us to his life. Amen. Pope St. John Paul II spoke often about using technology to promote what is good and true. A lot of technology can do otherwise. He spoke how we ought to use technology to communicate the kingdom of God and to communicate that the kingdom of God is alive, in our case, right here at St. Wenceslaus. And so I asked the young priests if I could have all the masses this weekend so that I could show you our new website. For the last 5 months, we've been designing and building our new website. There was not a website here when I arrived, and we need one. This website will not only communicate to you, it will keep you connected to the life of this parish, the themes of my short homily today. You know that I don't preach for a long time, but you know when it's that short, there's something else coming, right? I mean, come on. So let's take a look at it. We've had our new church professionally photographed, and we've selected the best of the best out of the 900 photos. The webpage begins with this conspicuous welcome and pictures of our church which oscillate or rotate. And there you can take a tour. Our tour begins. The first video is sequences of the last 10 and a half months of renovation work. And in the future, you will have various tours to select from. A virtual tour, and we are filming a walking tour on Saturday. So all the information of the symbolism of our church. Why is there a lion? Why is the first thing you walk over a green snake when you enter the church? All of the meanings, all of the symbols will be in the tours you will be able to select from in the website, and all of these live in it as well. So now we will start with our links on the left side here. When I go to a parish website, I want to find what I'm looking for. And I'm usually looking for when Mass is. And so that is our first button. All of the Mass times will be here and updated. You don't have to call the office for the Triduum schedule. It will be on the website. And what also lives in this link, if we could go back there, thank you. What also lives in this link are all of the sacraments and how you receive them if you need them, because they are the life of the church. Thank you. Whenever you hit this logo here, you will go back to the home page. Ministry schedules, all in here. March to April, if you're away from your home or your schedule and you're planning something, when do I read? You can pull it up on your phone. This is completely mobile compatible. You're on your way to Mass, who's going to read? You can pull it up on your phone. And also what lives in this page is our prayer intention calendar. You may not have it with you. You may be in adoration. And it's perfectly fine to pull up our website on your phone in adoration to look for our intentions that we have each day in our parish. Go back to home. To become a member, there are many links that live in this tab. You can register for our parish here. You can sign up for automatic withdrawal. And this is not only to become a member of this parish, it's also to help you become more active. We all have perhaps children or friends or family that are non-active. The Catholics Come Home link is a link that I like. They're inspiring videos for all Catholics, practicing or not. Need a sacrament? And many people may need work on annulments or declarations. And this will link you to the canonical affairs office at the diocese. Hit the online giving tab. Many of you have asked me if you could manage your own online giving. You want to manage it yourself. And so now you can manage your own online giving online. You know how generous and sacrificial you are as a parish. I mean, look what you've done in this beautiful church. That is ease for you. As we scroll down on the left side, you have our Facebook link. We have almost 560 friends. This has been an important link for us when we were out of our church. And look at here. There's the quote of St. Pope Leo the Great that I gave in today's homily. So this is very current, our Facebook. We put our favorite links below that. Catholics Come Home, Dickinson Catholic Schools. If you click that, you go to the site. If you want to see the Diocese of Bismarck site, you click that. Or the site of Real Presence Radio with all of its downloaded podcasts, you click that. We have all of our scheduling, of course. You can view the full calendar if you want to see the whole month at one time. And this also has the feast days on it. Or if you don't want to do that extra tab, we'll go back to home, you can scroll down on the upcoming events and you can see them one by one. Our latest podcast, this is an example here, but if for some reason you want to listen to our homilies again, they will all be on site here. And by the end of 2015, by the new year, we hope to have live streaming available. So if there's a funeral here and some of your family members can't attend it, they'll be able to watch and hear the funeral. You'll be able to watch and hear any Mass that happens in here from your home or from your phone. That doesn't count for going, but you can still do it. You know that we're mailing our bulletins to you biweekly. We will mail our bulletins to parishioners or non-parishioners. But if you are not getting your bulletin, if you don't get the bulletin and you want to see our bulletins, they're all here. Or if you're away and you want to figure out when that Mass intention, you can pull that up as well. All of our bulletins will be there. We have here parish headlines. You know that our directory is underway. And then you can read more news about our parish. This website will always have a message from me. And then this is the alert bar I want to bring to your attention. This will be updated all the time. What if it's snowing? Is religious education canceled on Wednesday night? You don't have to call. You can go to our website. Look at here. New website introduced at parish masses. That's exciting. That's updated. Now, this is our address. This is our domain for the website. We are registered with Google, which is also Chrome, and Bling. And stwenceslasnd.com. We had our soft launch on Friday. We have our hard launch on Wednesday, but you can still go home and play with this website when you get home. We've created two floating links up here. A floating link always stays on your screen, no matter where your screen is. One to our Facebook page, and then look at there. Look who that is. That's Caesar's head. This is Caesar's corner. Caesar is very happy to get this contract he put on his platinum tie. The other finalist was a dachshund, and so he's happy to. Caesar likes good news. And if you want to, if you're having a bad day and need some good news, isn't he cute? If you need some good news, go to Caesar's Corner. His first good news is to congratulate the Titans girls basketball team. They are going to state the first time since 2006. Caesar is really excited about that. So this website will be updated. There's nothing worse than going to a website that's not updated. The priests with the staff have taken all the classes to manage this website. I can manage this website from my phone, no matter where I am. So we have a lot of people trained. We will manage it ourselves, which saves us more money, and we hope to have it current for you all the time, and this will be a great, great tool for our parish in years to come. So there you go. That's my last speech on the website.